Now, 3 weeks after soldiers overthrew the president of Niger, tensions are ratcheting up in West Africa while Western powers jockey for position in what was the last bastion of stability in a global hotspot of jihadist activity. Joining us now for more is Neil Munshie, who's Africa editor for Bloomberg based in Nairobi. Neil, good morning to you. This is the sixth coup in the region in the last 3 years. Why has this one prompted such a strong reaction from both Niger's neighbours and the West?
Well, you know, as you said, this is the sixth in the last 3 years, and Niger's neighbors, who have long histories of coups themselves, I think are getting a little bit nervous that we could see a contagion of these kinds of military takeovers. You've seen really strong reactions from Nigeria in particular, which is kind of the hegemon in the region, the biggest country, the biggest military, the biggest economy. And they have kind of led the charge of the regional bloc, threatening an invasion if democracy isn't restored. Meanwhile, for the West, Niger was this last bastion of stability. They were the key ally in this fight against jihadists in the region. And as we've seen in Mali and Burkina Faso, which are right next door, when they fell to coups, the military juntas there left their alliances with the West and moved closer towards Russia.
Is there a real possibility of an invasion, Neil?
No, not really. Nigeria, which would have to lead any kind of intervention, shares a 1,000-mile border with Niger and deep cultural ties. Northern lawmakers there have already protested the idea of an invasion, and their military is stretched quite thin, fighting insecurity in pretty much every corner of the country. But they're using it as leverage to try and speed this up, the transition at least.
Why was Niger considered such a key Western ally in West Africa?
It's in a really tough neighborhood. They've done a better job than most at sort of maintaining stability. The jihadist activity that overwhelmed Burkina Faso and a lot of Mali has been kept at bay largely in Niger. And part of that is because the French and the US both have bases there and do a lot of training with the Nigerian military, which is one of the more respected in the region.
What is France's role in all of this? Obviously, a country that has still very strong links because of its history with West Africa, not only linguistically, but also in terms of military intervention. How does France fit into this story?
Well, those links are kind of part of the problem and are a source of a lot of anger in the region, the sort of continued influence and involvement of France decades after independence is a real source of tension and resentment in the region. But it did, as you said, kind of lead the fight against terror in the region for the last decade. The problem is things got exponentially worse while they were there.
Where does all of this leave Niger when we think about the country's own future?
In a pretty tight spot. It's already the second poorest country in the world. It has a long history of coups and a very weak state. It also relies on foreign aid for something like 40% of its budget, which if, a lot of countries, including the US, if they declare this a coup, they have to cut that aid. And that could leave, 25 million Nigerians in a very tough spot.
The Association of West African States is meeting today to discuss this issue as well. Is there any prospect that that could yield any progress?
There are going to be a lot of meetings, I think, in the coming weeks. We're waiting for some kind of movement. But for now, the military leadership in Niger and ECOWAS, the regional bloc, are deeply at odds. We don't see any sign of a resolution anytime soon.
Okay. Neil, thank you so much for joining us. The details of that story, that's Neil Munshie, our Africa editor based in Nairobi.